Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, a listener says, I'll send this again, Fran, in the hope you might read it out. Hi, Fran. I hope the legislation goes as far as holding those accountable for their actions. That is, the Catholic Church, members of the government who knew about it, the Gardaí who did nothing about it. These people need more than just an apology. They thought... sorry, that's a different text. So these people need more than an apology is what is the point of that text there. Another listener says they thought they were only gangsters in America. We had them here in Ireland trafficking and blackmailing these women and their children already adopted, but to get money. There were people preaching people about how they should help thy neighbour and honesty and the rest of it, but they were all above the law. Back to the books. It is International Book Day, and Pat was on to say, I'm reading a brilliant book called Game of My Life by your own Stephen Gleeson. It's about Tipperary hurling, and if you're into hurling, it's well worth your time. It's a fantastic read, in fact. Pat, and we're very proud of Stephen's involvement in that, and in fact, we're giving away some of those books on the programme. Next week, so looking forward to that. Now, the fourth edition of Finding a Voice will look very different as it moves online for the first time. Last year's concerts took place just before the first lockdown, in fact. And so for many musicians involved, Finding a Voice 2020 was the last time that they performed in front of a live audience. Róisín Mar is Artistic Director of Finding a Voice, and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Róisín.
Good morning, Fran. It's lovely to be on. Thank you so much. It's
lovely to talk to you too. Will you just remind people, just to, for those who might have forgotten, what Finding a Voice is all about?
Okay, so Finding a Voice is a concert series of music by all women composers, and it's women composers from the Middle Ages through to women composers writing today, and it's taken place in Clonmel for the last 4 years, and it was set up by myself and my sister Cliona Marr, who's the artistic director of Junction Festival, and we're both proud Clonmel women, and we just thought it would be great to have a concert series celebrating music by women around.
Very good. Now, you're sticking, even though it's virtual, you're sticking with Clonmel. I think you're streaming from Hearn's Hotel, are you?
We're streaming from Hearn's Hotel, exactly. And of course, Hearn's Hotel has a great musical connection where fans just played in the 19th century when he came on a...
We're just losing you a little bit, Róisín. It could be where you're standing, so maybe you might just move a little bit for me. But you were talking about Liszt. I didn't realise that. The Franz Liszt appeared at Hearn's Hotel.
I hope you can hear me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Róisín. We're just losing you there. So what I'll do is I'll ask Doc to just try and clean up that line for us, because it's a great story about how that live streaming is going to happen and what a lineup it is too. And we'll sort that line out and we'll. Bring you a better quality of Róisín. Catherine was on to say, good morning, friend. Is anybody asking why these homes existed? The answer is because the church was involved. And when you think of what they were up to, the mind boggles. Another listener is looking for survivors to put their DNA on a website to check for relatives. Well, I know that some of the... some of the people involved in the Primetime Investigates last night did just that. And by doing so, indeed, they did have some success. Let's go back and see how Róisín is sounding now. Good morning to you again, Róisín.
Good morning again, Fran. I hope you can hear me now.
I can hear you now. Yeah, we were just talking about the fact that Franz Liszt, I can't get over that. He was the rock star of his time, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And he was... like Beatles, you know, I mean, he had women and just, you know, idolizing him. And he came to Clonmel 1840, 1841, and the concert hadn't publicized properly. And so I think only maybe about 2 dozen people turned up to the concert. And so he decided not to give it in the auditorium and to bring everyone back to Hearn's Hotel. And he did a recital in the living room there.
That's, can you imagine how lucky were the people who were attending?
Yeah,
the great...
It would have been an upright piano as well, and by all accounts, you know, he was pounding away in it, and it, you know, they thought it was going to fall apart.
Yes, he was a great virtuoso of his day, of course. So tell me what we can look forward to then by way of Finding a Voice this time
around. Well, we have seven concerts and a talk taking place between Friday tomorrow and Monday, International Women's Day. And so there's you know, a huge variety of music available, but I suppose particularly in connection with this list mention, on Saturday evening we have a really special celebration of the 200th anniversary of a composer called Pauline Beardo. Mm-hmm. And Clonmel native Kelly Lonergan is going to be singing a recital of music by Pauline Beardo, and she will be accompanied by Gabriella Meyer. And then Aideen Wild, another Clonmel person, is going to be doing excerpts from Beardo's diaries and letters, and I think this is going to be really wonderful. And Pauline Beardo was actually taught piano by Franz Liszt, so there's the Liszt connection. And she came to Ireland as well. I don't think she came to Clonmel, but she sang in Dublin a few times, and she was this wonderful 19th century diva, but she also composed as well. So apart from that, we have, as I said, a packed program. Mm-hmm. On Saturday at lunchtime, we have David Power, Ilan Piper, and Maria Gaynor on violin, and John Walsh, who's this virtuoso flamenco guitarist, and they're going to be doing this time-traveling program of music that goes from the Middle Ages right through to the present day and some of Maria's own pieces. So that's going to be really, really exciting, I think.
I was delighted to see on the Sunday Corisvina Lunny is taking part. I haven't heard about her for some time, actually.
No, she's they're going to be taking part on Sunday lunchtime, as you said, and they're going to do, herself and Izumi Kimura are going to do a concert of, it's completely improvised, so... They describe it as pre-playing or playing free, and I think it'll be very, very exciting.
Very, very good indeed. Daughter, of course, of the great Donal Lunny, and just another musical genius indeed. What, some more highlights for us, Roisin?
Well, International Women's Day itself, we're going to have Elizabeth Hilliard, who is going to do a lovely program of music by French composers, and then also Irish composer Rona Clark's The End of Day. And then on the International Women's Day evening, the Irish Baroque Orchestra, a couple of members of the Irish Baroque Orchestra will be there. And then the opening concert on Friday, we have Alex Petru, and he's going to be doing a percussion music concert with music by Australian composers and the Japanese composer Keiko Abe, and music by Evelyn Glennie. So, you know, this will be very, very exciting.
Isn't it just... I presume you're hopeful that, you know, by the fact it's online, that it will get even a whole other audience.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we've always been really proud of that Clonmel connection, and as you say, we're still going to be streaming from Clonmel, but we're really hoping that because you can tune in from anywhere in the country or even anywhere in the world, that we will really expand our audience and hopefully encourage people then to travel to Clonmel when everything opens back up again. But we're looking at it as a positive, because it gives us the opportunity to kind of reach out to people who mightn't be able to normally come to hear the concerts in Clonmel.
Well, it's such a strong programme. I'm sure it will reach out to an awful lot of people. How can we get hold of this then? How can we view?
Okay, well, the tickets are on Eventbrite. So some of them are free and some of them are ticketed. And so if you go to Eventbrite and look up Finding a Voice, or go to our website, which is findingavoice.ie, and put in the... and you should be able to download the brochure and also click on the links to bring you to Eventbrite.
Very good. Is there a kind of a weekend-type ticket?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for reminding me, Fran. there's a festival pass, which will give you all the concerts and the talk. And there's also, we've thrown in a discount code to opera by Pauline Beardo, an online opera that's available for festival pass holders. And also all the concerts will be available until the 15th of March. So if you are busy this weekend and you don't catch all the concerts and you have a festival pass or even a ticket for any of them, you will be able to tune in and watch them and listen to them until the 15th of March, which is great,
well,
I think.
That's a terrific extra with this. Roisin, I wish you the best of luck with
Thank
this,
you so
but
much
of course we can't wait to see you and the performers back on stage, hopefully next year.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye to you, Roisin. Bye-bye now. That's Roisin Maher. There's our artistic director of Finding a Voice. That is one hell of a program. I mean, it's eclectic. There's certainly something there for everybody if you enjoy music. Now, Pat is a recovery driver and he's joining me now. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, Frank.
You have concerns, Pat, do you? You're wondering if you're considered to be frontline worker.
Yes, because we're out meeting the people face-to-face every single day. And just wondering, would we be classed as frontline workers?
What exactly does your job entail, Pat?
If cars, vans, anything break down on the road, we are called by accident insurance or their insurance. That's going to our boss, and our boss tells us then where the car is broke down, and we actually go for it.
Right. Now, you're depending then on when you get out to meet people, whether they're doing the right thing, I suppose, mask wearing and all of that. Is that fair to say?
99.9% of the people are brilliant at it.
Right.
But
right.
The point is, are we classed as frontline workers?
You see, what you're doing is frontline in that you are dealing with the public, but I suppose in the same way that supermarket workers and the like are dealing. So, is your concern that what you're getting is that you're not being considered as frontline worker? I'd say so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're just saying nurses, doctors, guards, and all that, but we are dealing with the people. We don't know whether they have it or haven't it or.
Right. Did something occur on Tuesday that bothered you?
Yes, it did. I was taking a van. I have no notion to tell you where I end up taking it.
Okay.
But the woman came down the stairs not wearing any mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her to wear a mask. And the answer I got was, I don't have to.
Wow.
Now,
I don't have to.
I don't have to.
Right. Even though you were wearing a mask and you were doing all the right stuff and she...
Myself and my young daughter was actually with me and she was told to go back and sit in the truck and your one came down the stairs not wearing any mask.
My God. And was she rude to you, basically, was it?
Fairly rude now. And this didn't happen down south.
Right. Okay.
Happened up north, but I'm not going to say the name of the company.
And we wouldn't like you to anyway.
No.
But this is all part of, and this is building up to it, that you want to be considered as a frontline worker. Have you sought any advice from HSE about this or anything like that?
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that are breaking down now are either nurses, the nurses and that. We are very careful when we are going out. We have to wear our mask, wear our gloves, wipe the steering wheel down when we're finished, to spray the young care and that. So we are being very, very careful.
Right. But as far as you're concerned, you should be seen as being frontline.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see what happens, Pat. I think... that you're fairly down the line as far as I can read in terms of this pathway forward. But can I ask you about your age? Would you fall into any of the age brackets?
No, I'm only 52.
Ah, so you're only a boy.
I'm a child.
Only a child. It could be a while before you get it, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure, if it actually happens, it happens.
It happens. So you're pragmatic about it anyway.
Yeah.
Pat, good to talk to you today. We wish you well. And I can't get over it. We hear a lot of stories coming in about people being rude about, you know, mask wearing and that kind of thing. What's your experience of that? Talk to Doc, 1800-938-007. Make sure he's wearing a mask, won't you?
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.